Sentinel lymph node technology hasn't really hit colorectal as in the same ways as it has perhaps melanoma and breast surgery. The emphasis is slightly different in that we're not trying to limit a lymphadenectomy, but we're merely trying to improve the accuracy of staging and also to reduce the number of nodes required for micrometastasis staging. There are two recent studies. One is the Cancer and Leukemia Group B study, who studied 72 patients that were dealt with by 25 surgeons, and only 72% of the patients were done by surgeons performing less than five sentinel node biopsies. There was a very high false negative rate, and there was no significant difference between detection of isolated tumour cells in sentinel nodes versus non-sentinel nodes. Bilczyk's paper was slightly better methodology, again multi-centre, and looking at 202 patients. They found a 99% sentinel node detection rate, which goes along with this improved quality. Very interesting, they found that no patient with a negative sentinel node by either H&E staining or by qualitative RT-PCR recurred, and that all recurrences at this three-year interim analysis were positive for one of those three factors. So there may well be some mileage in this technique.